got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. But she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell. I need you, darling. I need you, darling.
Medford.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
The rhythm's gonna get to you.
I'm on mic 4.
Yes, yes, I got you loud and
clear. That's awesome.
I like this background music.
I hate it.
Let me put it up a bit. Yeah, it's just a skipping record. Let me, let's...
Kind of a mood, though. Ooh.
It's going away. This is WMFO.org, and you are listening to WMFO.org.
Not .org. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have you not introduced the show yet?
I thought it is .org.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it can be.
.com?
Well, no, yeah, it is, but we're like a radio station, technically.
Yeah, so it's .org. You can listen at 91.5 FM WMFO.org or on WMFO.org.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Have you not introduced the show yet?
Not formally, but better late than never.
I guess. I just arrived.
I was waiting for you.
Okay. I was in comp sci office hours. It was awesome.
Yeah, sounds fun. We have a special guest in the studio today, Amanda Joseph, who is part of the Thruple.
We won't expand further.
Yes. That's enough.
We were all our first friends at this school, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And probably the reason we have any social life.
This is true. When we had no friends, we had each other.
And it was awesome. And we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah. Now we hardly see each other, but you know, that's what happens.
The love is still there.
It was rekindled this weekend.
We had an awesome time.
That's right.
Count the amount of times I say awesome. I'm kind of upset with myself.
What?
I've said awesome like 10 times.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Gosh. All right, well.
What have you played so far?
Let's see. I'm currently playing Fuzz Dance, which is some French house club music. It's kind of obnoxious, but it's fun.
They have terrible club music in Europe.
Yeah.
From my experience, but not that I've been to that many clubs in Europe.
To Europe, per se.
I've been to Europe.
Stand your ground.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I went out with my sister and her friends in Berlin.
Sounds fun.
And the music was really bad.
Yeah.
What? You're talking to me right now.
Let's go back to the music, huh?
It's all about the music.
Let me put something on.
Lucas is playing with some record players. He thinks he's some type of DJ.
Oh, gosh.
Now he put down the record. He's looking in another record. And he doesn't really even bat an eye. He just puts it straight on. And now it probably will play momentarily.
Thank you. I can't.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. ... A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was a big buy from Big Fruit for that ad.
I love fruit.
There's a lot of money in our pockets.
But
now,
you gotta make sure, like, you gotta be careful with that amount of fiber to make sure you don't poop your pants.
You had a lot of apples today.
No. Drink some coffee, though.
I had a lot of apples.
Did you poop your pants today?
Nope.
Did you yesterday?
No.
Are you going to tomorrow?
Maybe.
Tomorrow, yeah, I guess we never know.
Tomorrow is could be a bit of a loose cannon.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, yeah. I got a would you rather the other day. Did I already tell you this one?
No.
Someone.
You haven't told me any.
Someone told me a would you rather that was, would you rather rip your pants every day or poop your pants every 2 weeks?
What's the first one?
Like rip your pants every day.
Oh, like just SpongeBob. A rip?
Yeah, but like in the butt.
Definitely that one.
Every day?
Yeah, that's fine.
I would do poop my pants.
No.
Well, because I like my pants and I don't want them ripped.
Yeah, but...
And every day, like, every 2 weeks is, like, whatever. Like, I feel like the people I'm with, I feel supported by, and, like...
You have a supportive group of this.
Yeah.
This would you rather. They would understand.
They would, yeah. Like, I had to, yeah. But even so, I feel like...
That's very fair.
My friends would still stick by me if I pooped my pants
if
every once
good
in a
friends,
while.
That yeah. is.
So what did we play? We played
Drop the Guillotine. Guillotine.
By Peach Pit. And before that, we played Magic, a cover by Selena Gomez.
But you don't need to be told what that was.
Yeah.
You already know.
Which is a great song. I really bopped to it during Halloween season, and I thought that I would bring it to y'all to remind you how great it is. And I was thinking about Selena Gomez. I was talking with my friend Amanda, who's here, who won't speak on the mic. But Selena Gomez is like kind of having a weird comeback right now. I don't know if you've noticed
this.
You're not super in the loop.
No.
But if you're on Snapchat, for example, which sometimes people are, and then you swipe to like the weird news Snapchat stories. Yesterday, I was there, and I saw, like, 3 on Selena Gomez.
Dude, that's crazy.
I think she just put out a new album, and she's Taylor Swift's best friend, and she's doing something else. But people...
Can we just turn into, like, a gossip mag radio show?
Yeah. Only Selena Gomez, though.
And, like, just TMZ stuff? But maybe for tough celebrities. What if we did that?
Do we have any?
We brought on famous people from Tufts.
Let's see Selena Gomez news. Selena Gomez.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it looks like The Weeknd is releasing a song about her.
No way. Tea.
And then she has a new Puma collection coming out. All of these
also
are
tea.
Today. Hailey Baldwin likes photo of Selena Gomez following her AMA's performance.
That's a headline?
Yeah. From people.
I hate this world.
I don't know what happened at the AMAs, but apparently liking her photo.
Can we just put on some music? I'm getting saddened.
Oh, it's because it's something with the, I don't know. It's all about men, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not about, it doesn't have to do with, oh. But then it also has to do with The Weeknd, right?
Why isn't the song playing?
So, no. But I think he performed at the AMAs. Or, I don't know. I'm just basing this off of...
Hailey Baldwin is married to Justin Bieber now.
Yeah, I know. Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
We could talk about, excuse me, can you... We could talk about how ugly Justin Bieber is compared to Hailey Baldwin.
Are you kidding me?
She is an angel on this earth, and he is a trash can.
Are you?
I know you want to be Justin Bieber.
So badly.
But, like, I want to be Hailey Baldwin. But I don't want to... Just to clarify, I don't want to be...
Less,
honestly,
bro.
That would be
if
a...
If you're listening, I don't.
Honestly, that would be a pretty good pickup line.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Let me just show you a picture just really quickly.
We have 10 minutes left.
Let me just show you a picture just really quickly of them next to
each
other.
They can't hear a picture, though.
Yeah, but I just want your live reaction. Like, look at this.
Oh.
Right? Like, he used to be cute, but, like, she's a goddess.
Man, Justin, why'd you change on us?
Tragic. You are Lucas's idol.
I'm going to put on a song, Untitled by Kate Bollinger.
This is the show of great transitions. We hope you enjoy.
Go to school tomorrow, I can study thinking about you, and you know I always do. I don't want to go to sleep tonight when I can stay up thinking about you, and you know I always do.
Oh, 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 oh
right.
Stop.
Stop.
Was that the sound it made?
Yeah, it was the beginning of Where Is My Mind. That was a TikTok song called Marlboro Nights that Lucas's sister showed to him.
Yeah, I think she found it on TikTok.
Does she make TikToks?
Yes, sir.
Does she have a TikTok boyfriend?
Pretty much.
Is he a soft boy or an e-boy?
He's definitely not an e-boy. And he's definitely a soft boy.
Does he wear sweaters?
No. Well, he plays lacrosse.
Does he smoke cigarettes?
No.
So he's an athlete?
Yes.
He's
not either a soft boy or
e-boy. So
he's
probably not a TikTok boy.
No, but he could be one of those athlete TikTok boys.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah. So.
Like, it's not their place, you know?
It's my place.
Like, I saw this TikTok, not that I watch TikToks or have TikTok, but I saw this TikTok yesterday that was like, it was like supposed to be relatable for athletes, like student athletes not getting sleep.
Was it relatable?
No.
Well, it's because you're grinding, like,
I'm grinding, you know? I'm grinding all the time and I don't play a sport.
Yeah, but
like you could say the same
thing
for them,
the grind doesn't stop. The grind don't stop.
So you're on their side?
No, I'm not. That's a ridiculous meme.
It's ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous.
But also all of TikTok.
None of us are sleeping.
And before we played a song called Untitled.
Yes, yes.
But it's titled Untitled, mm-hmm. which is always a really cool thing to do.
And it's a fun party trick.
And now Lucas's computer has 2%.
She made it.
And she made it.
Proud.
And we're proud of her.
And it's time to go home break.
It's time to go home.
So we'll see you next week, though.
This has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah.
I hope that your conversations with your family go okay, and that you eat some yummy food.
This is The Morning Show. Thanks for doing it freeform with us, y'all.
You're so cool.